Klaus looked down at his hands, which were still clutching the Quagmire notebooks. He was afraid that the notebooks might be the only sign of the Quagmires he would ever see again. "We don't have time to argue about candy," he cried. "Count Olaf has done something terrible to our friends."
"Count Olaf?" Mr. Poe said, handing Nero the paper sack. "Don't tell me he's found you here." "No, of course not," Nero said. "My advanced computer system has kept him away, of course, but the children have this bizarre notion that Coach Genghis is actually Olaf in disguise."
"Count Olaf,"
Genghis said slowly.
"Yes, I've heard of him. He's supposed to be the best actor in the whole world. I'm the best gym teacher in the whole world, so we couldn't possibly be the same person."
Mr. Poe looked Coach Genghis up and down, and then shook his head.
"A pleasure to meet you," he said, and then turned to the Baudelaires. "Children, I'm surprised at you. Even without an advanced computer system, you should be able to tell that this man isn't Count Olaf. Olaf has only one eyebrow, and this man is wearing a turban. And Olaf has a tattoo of an eye on his ankle, and this man is wearing expensive running shoes. They are quite handsome, by the way."
"Oh, thank you," Coach Genghis said. "Unfortunately, thanks to these children, they have flour all over them. But I'm sure it'll wash off."
"If he removes his turban and his shoes," Violet said impatiently, "you will be able to see that he's Olaf."
"We've been through this before," Nero said. "He can't take off his running shoes because he's been exercising and his feet smell."
"And I can't take off my turban for religious reasons,"
Genghis added. "You're not wearing a turban for religious reasons," Klaus said in disgust, and Sunny shrieked something in agreement. "You're wearing it as a disguise. Please, Mr. Poe, make him take it off."
"Now, Klaus," Mr. Poe said sternly, "you have to learn to be accepting of other cultures. I'm sorry, Coach Genghis. The children aren't usually prejudiced."
"That's quite all right," Genghis said. "I'm used to religious persecution."
"However," Mr. Poe continued, after a brief coughing spell, "I would ask you to remove your running shoes, if only to set the Baudelaire's minds at ease. I think we can all stand a little smelliness, if it's in the cause of criminal justice."
"Smelly feet?"
Mrs. Bass said, wrinkling her nose.
"Ew, gross!"
"I'm afraid I cannot take off my running shoes,"
Coach Genghis said, taking a step toward the door.
"I need them."
"Need them?" Nero asked. "For what?"
Coach Genghis took a long, long look at the three Baudelaires and smiled a terrible, toothy grin.
"For running, of course,"
he said, and ran out the door. The orphans were startled for a moment, not only because he had started running so suddenly, but also because it seemed like he had given up so easily. After his long, elaborate plan, disguising himself as a gym teacher, forcing the Baudelaires to run laps, getting them expelled, he was suddenly racing across the lawn without even glancing back at the children he'd been chasing for such a long time. The Baudelaires stepped out of the orphan shack, and Coach Genghis turned back to sneer at them.
"Don't think I've given up on you, orphans," he called to them. "But in the meantime, I have two little prisoners with a very nice fortune of their own."